Just a few thoughts from outside Southwark Town Hall at 12:30 on Wednesday morning. I've just left the planning committee, where they're still in session with another two planning applications to deal with. I came along tonight really to cover the planning application by Westminster City Council for a new depot to house their refuse vehicles, or some of them at least, in Mandela Way at the current go-ahead bus depot. But in the event, the committee didn't consider that application this evening. But having waited around for 4 hours to hear that application considered, I figured I might as well stay and listen to the debate on an application just outside SE1 in Walworth Road, the old Burger King site, which is on the western side of Walworth Road between the Quick Fit garage and the T. Clark building. It's just to the north of the former council offices at John Smith House. Now, less than a year ago, Goldcrest Homes got planning permission for a development of nearly 80 units of housing on that site, with shops at the ground floor level. However, they now complain that that scheme isn't viable in the current economic climate, and want instead to build about 280 units of student accommodation to more or less the same design on the same site. So they put in a new planning application, which the committee heard tonight. And this is a trend which isn't unique to this particular site. There are several similar instances, some of them in SE1, notably in Great Suffolk Street, a scheme called Moonraker Place, where a development designed by Conran and Partners for flats, a residential development, got permission last year, but there's now a new scheme in for more or less the same design, but with many hundreds of units of student accommodation instead. And on many levels it makes a lot of sense. You've got the London College of Communication and London South Bank University, both very nearby. However, there are obvious implications, particularly around the Elephant and Castle, in terms of the council's other policy objectives for regeneration and for all of the new homes for long-term residents, which both Southwark policy and London-wide planning policy require to be built. So tonight really was a test case of how the planning committee were going to handle these requests from developers, who can, in this state of the market, get funding for hotels and student accommodation, but can't get any money to build normal residential developments. And the committee took an extremely robust line and refused the application by 6-1, and really sent the developers away with a flea in their ear for what they very much saw as a financially expedient planning application, rather than one based on long-term need, or one that fitted in with the general long-term aspirations for the Elephant and Castle. And although planning officers had recommended that this scheme in Walworth Road be approved, it was notable that there were objections from the council's own Elephant and Castle major project team, who were unhappy with both the principle of student accommodation on this site and also with what they complained was poor quality design, which wouldn't fit in with the other elements of the nearby development, particularly across the road, the new public square that is due to emerge alongside the Oakmain Plaza development, which again has seen student accommodation added into the mix instead of the previously anticipated hotel, and that's the site alongside Elephant Road. But despite the relaxation of the planning requirements for that site, work has yet to start. It's still a heap of rubble. Anyway, I think it's going to be an issue that we're going to return to quite a lot over the coming weeks and months as developers try to change previously agreed schemes to see them through the difficult financial situation.